This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
We've all heard the phrase, the cure is worse than the disease. Some have applied that to the pandemic lockdown, but is that claim really true? Dr. Scott Atlas is both a physician and senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. He and his colleagues looked at the accumulated years of life lost because of the lockdown. They used information from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Bureau of Labor, along with various actuarial tables. Lost economic output in the U.S. alone is estimated to be 5% of GDP, or about $1.1 trillion for each month of the lockdown. They use a conservative average of one additional life lost for every 17 million of income lost, resulting in 65,000 lives lost in the U.S. for each month because of the economic shutdown. Then there are lives lost due to delayed or foregone health care. Some were prevented from getting screenings, others avoided hospitals for fear of getting the virus. Treatment delays resulted in 8,000 U.S. deaths per month for another 120,000 years of remaining life. Missed strokes contributed an additional loss of 100,000 years of life loss for each month. Late cancer diagnosis lost 250,000 years of remaining life. Now, the expected lifetimes of COVID-19 patients who died account for about 800,000 lost years of life. Even the most conservative estimate for the life lost from the lockdown already exceeds 1.5 million years of lost life. Essentially, the lockdown will account for more years of lost life than the virus itself. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.